In the Bible, the term that is most frequently used to describe someone who is a believer is a two-worded phrase, in Christ. Union with Christ means that you are in Christ. Union with Christ means that Christ represents you. When a person has been placed in Christ, every part of Jesus' life, not just his death, has significance for the believer, the one who is in Christ. We receive the credit for his life and obedience, his death and resurrection, and his ascension. Christ represents so thoroughly those who come to him in faith that we are said to have been crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised with Christ, seated with him in heavenly places. All of those being real-time realities for the believer because he is in union with Christ. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 6, verse 56, "Whoever feeds on my flesh and is drinking my blood abides in me and I in him." Here's what we learn. We were in Christ when he was living. We were in Christ when he was being punished and tortured. We were in Christ when he was on the cross. We were in Christ when he died. We were in Christ when he was raised. We were in Christ when he ascended. And we were in Christ when he sat down at the right hand of God. The believer is so embedded in Christ that when a believer dies, they are said to have fallen asleep in Christ. Isn't that beautiful? How does all of this happen? Well, it's not of the flesh. We are drawn by God and we believe in Jesus. Faith is how union with Christ becomes operative and powerful in your life. And this is how you can stand before the Father as righteous because you were buried in Christ and raised with Christ. We love this truth because now he covers you and he gives to you your true identity that's in him. Not the horoscope, not the Enneagram. You are alive in him, moving with him through this world and him with you. And we live this out in this way. You no longer have to prove yourself anymore because you are in Christ. You don't have to try and build and maintain some superficial identity because you are in Christ, loved and accepted just as Christ is loved and accepted by God. You don't have to be fearful or intimidated anymore because you are in Christ. Do you understand that when you are united to Christ through faith, you never have to face anything alone? Not only are you in Christ, but Jesus is in you. Jesus lives on in his followers. And he does this in a way that's different from other religious structures. Jesus doesn't live on in his followers through his teachings. It's not that Jesus carries on within us only because we follow his teachings or principles for life. The only thing better than Jesus being beside us every step of the way is Jesus being within us every step of the way. And that's what is true for every believer. Paul says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, that the hope of glory is Christ in you. It's because of our union with Christ that we can and will change. The Spirit is within us to guide us, to lead us, to form us, to shape us into more and more of the family likeness that we already have. Today, when you pray, please pray for Jimmy Walker and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Bena LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Nigeria and Tanzania.